Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode 65 for Monday, July 29th, 2013. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing, sir?
Well, it's that magical time of year in Green Bay and in many other cities across this great nation of ours where training camp has started.
Ah, I thought you were going to say the day that your star players get banned for the rest of the year.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, that's why I didn't talk about it in the pre-show, because I just wanted to get your that sound of into the show.
that sound of me wanting to reach through my computer all the way to New Jersey and punch you in the face just for bringing it up.
Yeah, but let's look on the bright side, Scott. Nobody was going to use the Brewers in MLB The Show anyway, so it doesn't really hurt them that much.
Yeah, actually, no, that was the first thing I said. It's like, go ahead and suspend him now. We're not in anything this year.
Oh, and if anybody knows what we're talking about, it's that Ryan Braun of the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott's favorite baseball team in the world, will be out for the rest of the year due to accepting a deal with MLB's people that are researching the whole biogenesis PED thing.
Yeah, and now to be as fair as I can be without trying to sound like, you know, I'm trying to protect him or anything like that. Officially, he's only been suspended for violating something or another. But they didn't really state what he violated.
You know what he violated, Scott? Being a good friend to Aaron Rodgers. That's what he violated. Aaron Rodgers believed in him. And he lied to him to his face, Scott. That guy deserves the check.
Someone's name is going off a restaurant somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that. That's also funny. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers, I think, owes that guy a check or something. Didn't he tweet at some guy saying that I'd bet my check that
I think
Ryan
he,
Runner
he, I thought it was he tweeted that he would bet just sort of, you know, abstractly, his entire 2012 salary that Braun was clean.
You know what he should do? He should, to not seem like a jerk, he should keep it and, I mean, keep the promise, but give his check to charity.
Oh, yeah. Just donate it.
I'm just saying. Milwaukee would love him even more. Would that be possible? I'm not sure.
No. No, I doubt very much that it's possible. I shouldn't say that because there are still some people in Green Bay who are mad at him for, quote-unquote, kicking Favre out.
I mean, let's get serious, guys. Brett Favre, kind of a jerk.
Well, and also, Aaron Rodgers really didn't have anything to say about it. He just was like, what? You want me to play now? Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Aaron Rodgers deserved it. And that's why you can get him.
No, he did.
If you complete some skills trainer in NCAA Ultimate Team. Or no, you the skills trainer in NCAA 14, and then you can get Aaron Rodgers if you get a gold.
Isn't it like a bad Aaron Rodgers, though?
I mean, it's like an 80, but
there's a better Aaron Rodgers, probably.
Yeah, there's like a real version of Aaron Rodgers. Though
or,
I don't think
is,
I've even seen
there,
it out there.
Or is there, because he was never really a standout college player, was he?
No, not really.
Yeah.
But I assume there's a good one out there. Though I don't, the way they're releasing cards is they didn't release, like, everything to start with. So I guess there's still cards, like, floating out there.
All right.
So I'm sure Aaron Rodgers will be there soon. Because, you know, he had to do something good to get drafted, what, 27th? 21st?
Well, I mean, he was a story. Like, people thought he'd go a lot sooner.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to go, like, 7th, right? Or somewhere in the
top
10?
He was supposed to go, like, top 10. He was supposed to be high. And then he fell to the Packers, you know, in the 20s. And everyone thought, like, that was amazing. And, well, thank God.
Yeah. If God was listening, he would say, you're welcome. So, Scott, it's been a beautiful weekend in Wisconsin. What have you been playing?
That's been a cold weekend in Wisconsin, actually.
That's normal, from what I hear.
even in July. So, you know, Matt mentioned last week I was on vacation. It was like in the 90s or close to the 100s all week. We followed that with a weekend of 50s.
I mean, this is bringing you back to reality, Scott.
Anyway, what have I been playing? All right, here we go. Two games I want to bring up. The first game that I've kind of sunk my teeth into once again this last week is after listening to the Press Row podcast last week and the rant they went on with NFL 2K5 I went out and found, it was $5, NFL 2K5 for the Xbox, and I played that again.
I feel like that was like 3 Press Row Podcast episodes ago, Scott.
Well, the last proper Press Row Podcast. I think there's been, like, they've released a couple specials in between there, but...
True. It's a good show if you're not listening to the Press Row Podcast. Definitely subscribe to that and listen to it after you listen to that Sports Gamer show.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised. The game still holds up very well. I'm not saying it's better than Madden, but it definitely could teach Madden a few things still.
So you're admitting to everybody listening that you are that guy.
No, I'm trying very hard not to be that guy, to be honest.
Like you're that guy, Scott.
on Monday when I found it, or Monday and Tuesday when I found it and was playing it, I was that guy. And honestly, like, I went nuts on it. That was Tuesday on Twitter when I was going nuts and just talking about it all day. I haven't played it again since.
Well played.
Well
not played.
but no, it's the game still holds up well. If for whatever reason you don't want to buy Madden, any old version of Madden, I would recommend it if you want a cheap football game.
And you can still play it on Xbox 360.
Yeah, you can still play it on the 360. Almost fully featured except for custom soundtracks and online.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
No. But, you know, like I said, there's just a few things that it does, and a lot of them aren't even gameplay related, that, like, you go back and you go, how come Madden hasn't gotten on this yet?
Yeah. I never played 2K5.
Really?
I don't think so. That was the one with, like, the first-person view and everything?
Yeah, it had that. I didn't mess with it. That was never good, so.
Yeah, never. that was a good time for Madden.
Yeah, Madden 2005.
You're missing out.
Madden, no. I played Madden 2005 as well, but NFL 2K5 was $20.
Ah.
I never, honestly, and it's a true story. NFL 2K5, the first NFL game I ever bought.
Really?
I mean, bought brand new, like, day it came out.
Interesting, Scott. Learning a lot about you right now.
Oh, yeah, no. I really only became a sports gamer this generation.
Well, that was a last generation game, Scott. Come on.
Well, yeah. Like I said, that was the start of it.
Yeah.
And I played the hell out of that game then. Just a few things I want to comment on that the game, I think, that game still does better than Madden 9 years later. Contract structuring and franchise, you've just got a lot more control over it. Like, there's a whole bunch of options for how you structure the contract. Whereas in Madden, I'm not even sure in Madden you can decide anymore.
It might show you it, but I don't think it lets you pick it.
Last year, I think you could at least, like, pick whether it was front or back loaded. In an attempt to manage cap, and you can renegotiate contracts before they're up as well.
That's nice.
So, you know, nice little things like that. The whole flow of the clock, I think, is better. It's more realistic, for better or for worse, because I had to remember this. I forgot that the play clock runs while you're watching replays.
Interesting.
So all of a sudden you come out. I mean, it doesn't, like, screw you over where you go to the play call screen and there's 10 seconds left. Actually, it was a lot like Madden, where if you watch the replay, you usually get to the play call screen with, like, 25 seconds left. And if you're quick with your play call, it's realistic.
Huh. It's not bad.
Let's see what other few things. And one thing, like, you cannot deny this. I state this as fact. The presentation in NFL 2K5 is still light years ahead of anything Madden has done ever since. Especially on the Xbox. When I first played it, I played it on the PS2, and the presentation wasn't as good there if you didn't have a hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Xbox, it used the hard drive, and it would give you the real, like, there's a halftime show and post-game show, and it gives you the real plays that happened in your game. NCAA actually has gotten a lot of this presentation stuff better now, which makes it even more sad that Madden hasn't. And if at the end of each week you can watch a SportsCenter recap of the entire week. I mean, it actually takes a really long time and you kind of get bored sitting there and watching it, which that doesn't make it any less cool, but it's the kind of thing that would be awesome to have in online franchise, because then you would want to sit and watch it. Because in offline, when you're sitting and watching it, you're just like, screw this, I'm going to go play my next game.
All right, Scott, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
MLB 2K5 was a pretty good game from what I remember.
Yeah, no, I actually had that one as well. Because that was the year they were like all $20 coming out.
And then, I don't remember because I don't think I played it, but NBA 2K5 was, I mean, it was a basketball game, but I don't think it was that good.
You said, you know me in basketball, we still haven't, I still quite see eye to eye there, so.
Yeah, it doesn't even have a rating on this Wikipedia page, which kind of sucks.
I forget NBA 2K5 exists.
It got an 8 out of 10, I guess.
Okay.
So, in the next console generation, being the current one, the 2K basketball franchise has become like the pinnacle of basketball franchises.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's easy to say.
In some cases, sports games, if you really want to look at it that way.
And the MLB series has gotten to a point where people are saying, God, please stop making this game. What do you think would have happened if EA didn't get the exclusive license and there was still a 2K football game? Or do you even think there would still be a 2K football game? Because
that's a tough question. The one comment I made, I said this on Twitter, is the saddest thing about playing NFL 2K5 now is thinking about where this game could, emphasis on could, be if they had kept making it every year and it was still alive today.
Mm-hmm.
But that's certainly not a guarantee that it would be as great as you can imagine that it would be.
Yeah.
Obviously, the big thing that also happened, and I think people forget this, around the same time that EA and the NFL worked out the exclusive license, was Sega. Remember, it was still Sega that published NFL 2K5.
Yeah, and let me tell you, 2K and 2K1 were really good games. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2K2. I don't even remember 2K2.
Sega Sports 2K series, they were all great games. But then Sega sold off the 2K Sports brand to Take-Two, and, you know, while NBA survived and thrived, MLB went downhill, NHL went downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So would that have happened to an NFL game had they still been able to make it? I don't think there's any way to tell. But
just something to think about.
Yeah.
Hey, imagine the Dreamcast was still good. I mean, I bet you there would have been a lot of good Sega football games.
Well,
that's where I got my start with those. Well, NFL 2K.
If the Dreamcast hadn't died, NFL 2K5 probably would have stayed on the 2K games. Just probably would have stayed on Dreamcast. I want to say they made it through 2K3.
2K2 on the Dreamcast was the last one.
Okay,
but 2K2 was also the first one they put on the PS2 and Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Xbox original. Not the Xbox One, because that's a console that comes out next year.
Yeah.
That's not confusing at all.
No, it's not.
But yeah. So, Scott, have you been playing any games from this generation of consoles?
I have. I got back into Tiger Woods.
Ooh, why don't you tell... Scott, tweet at me, at ThatSportsGamer. Just let me know. We could play some Tiger Woods.
Well, and the thing I remember, and here's what I think is the most frustrating thing about Tiger Woods. Playing it with other people because of the fact the game is so customizable.
Yeah.
It's great that it is that customizable, but then when you get into playing with other people and everyone has to play on the same playing field, either the game is too easy or too hard for somebody, and it's not fun.
Yeah, I know. That's what really sucks about being way better than everybody I know in Tiger Woods.
Or way worse, even. Like,
I mean, I'm not the way worse. I'm on the way better scale.
I know. I think when we were active in our country club and doing tournaments and stuff, you know, that's where we were. But I know, like, you know, there are people that, even though I thought we were on, you know, kind of easier settings, there are people who are still having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is they don't provide any way to resolve that difference via handicaps or anything like that.
Yeah. Maybe in... Oh, Jesus. Tiger... Maybe they'll fix the numbering. Maybe in Tiger 15, it will be maybe it will be Tiger 15. Actually, that would be really cool if they did a handicap system.
Yeah, and just, you know, they've got
It's a thing that would take a lot. You'd have to play a lot of games to get it accurate. But once you got it there, it would be pretty amazing.
Right, and it could be as simple as, you know, start figuring out what your average is. And the problem is I can think of all sorts of ways to game this, but the basic idea would be, you know, figure out what your average is, and then you're not competing against people directly, you're competing to see who can, you know, best their average.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you know, online, you'd run into people who would intentionally shoot hideous rounds just so that, you know, when they're competing, they can, you know, then they'll play for real, and all of a sudden, you know, they've got like a minus 20 on their handicap. But it's a start, you know, it's a start to an idea anyway.
Yeah, it could be something cool.
Or maybe like weight the score. They've already got the system in place that figures out how hard your game is. Like the multiplier.
Right.
So they could do something with that to apply some sort of handicap, and maybe you're not scoring based on your golf score, they assign some other arbitrary point system.
Right. Yeah. Or they have, you know, what they really need is kind of like how Madden had the, like, your difficulty. I forget what it was actually called in Madden, though.
Oh, yeah, the Madden score.
Where it's like, where the game wants you to shoot par.
Yeah.
And it'll make the course harder or less hard for you. But then you run into things where you're kind of playing on different courses. Remember when they used to have the Tiger stuff where the
Tiger proofing.
Yeah, where the fairway would shrink.
Yeah.
Where the grass would get deeper, stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that. But I really didn't like the Tiger Woods games then.
Yeah. Just some ideas.
But no, Tiger, it's still a great game. If you play it by yourself and you set it to play the way you want it to play, it's a great game.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing this last week, is I've been working on my career.
Ah.
So.
For me, still doing a ton of NCAA football. And what I really like, I've really still been digging into Ultimate Team. And I really like that they have a bunch of stuff to do if you don't want to play online.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I'm assuming they're going to keep this up the whole time, or at least most of the year. but right now, they've started doing five challenges that go for a week every Sunday. But then there's also another five challenges that go every week on Tuesdays. So they're having people, like, write in their current teams. So, like, right now you're playing, like, at Fearless 94's team, which is pretty cool.
You should try and get your team in there.
I know, that'd be pretty sweet if I could do that. But then they have another one. Then that's the Tuesday stuff. And then the Sunday stuff is the stuff that they put in. But, I mean, with that, and they're also adding in these impossible challenges, where you're playing, like, a super hard team. And it's on Heisman and 5-minute quarters. So it's a legitimate game. It took me 4 times to beat it. And the way that looks like it's going to work is if you beat it, for each week, if you beat it and take a picture of it and tweet it at EA Sports, it's at EA Sports NFUT for NCAA Football Ultimate Team, they're going to do a drawing and someone will get, like, any auctionable card. Hmm. Like, you pick the card that you want, and they'll give it to you.
Nice.
And then I think they're going to do 10 of them. And I guess if you beat all 10 of them, you'll also be put into a drawing to get any card that you want.
Yeah, it's great they're supplying content like that, but I still don't think I could get past the poor design choices they made on card structuring and auctioning and stuff like that.
Yeah, some of that stuff is still really frustrating. Because, especially right now, I've pretty much, if you have a full team with backups, you're pretty much at, like, 52, 53, 54 players.
Oh, yeah. And the worst
part, you're going to have to put a lot to the bench if you're going to start selling a bunch of stuff.
Well, hang on now. In college, you can have a lot more players than that on your roster, though.
Yeah, but, you know.
So why didn't they carry that over to Ultimate Team? Ah! Design choices!
Yeah, but you don't really need that many players. Because then you have, like, 7 or 8 guys. You have, like, 8 or 9 wide receivers.
And well, yeah, but that's college football.
Yeah, but that's more for the season.
I know.
But you know what I'm saying. Or for the dynasty, where you're going to have guys that aren't going to play this year, but you specifically have them for next year, stuff like that. You know what I haven't played is MLB. I need to play some more of that.
I played a game of that in the last week.
But you know what I have checked out?
Hmm.
I got a review copy of Tour de France 2013, 100th Anniversary Edition, 100th Edition on PlayStation.
This is the 100th Tour de France video game?
It's the 100th Tour de France, I believe.
I assume that's
what it is, because that's why it says 100th Edition.
Oh, okay, right.
So it is literally a bike racing sim.
How does that work?
It's very similar to a NASCAR game. Like, pretty cool. Like, you hold, like, what your gas button would be.
So you hold the right trigger to determine how fast you're pedaling?
Right trigger is just, you're just pedaling. But then you can also pump X if you want to attack.
Oh, all right.
So, like, if you hold R1, you can, like, draft and just, like, hang out behind a guy until you get to a spot where you want to, like, break out and start attacking him.
An attack is probably, like, where you lift your butt off the seat and really try and get ahead of the guy. I saw the end of one stage of the Tour de France where it was, like, a sprint to the finish that was actually really cool looking.
Yeah, and also, here's the coolest thing, Scott. Before the race, you get to pick 2 things that you want to take with you. I took an apple and a banana. Because these races, or at least the one I just, like, hopped in and played one, it seems like they can last pretty long.
Yeah.
But they also have, like, a little fast-forward thing in there for you to not make it take so long. But, so when you get tired out, you can eat a banana. And your guy literally, like, pulls a banana out of his back pocket and just starts eating it.
Nice.
It's kind of the most awesome thing. But I need to play that more because it's pretty awesome. And I think that's it. Yeah, that sounds about it. Oh, no, Scott, I forgot one thing. I am now a Black Ops 2 Prestige Master.
Yay.
I've prestiged 10 times. Well, I guess technically 11 because I beat it through again. Yeah. Come on, Scott. That's a waste of, I think it was like 14 days.
Yes, it is.
And we checked it. I was a little depressed, but then I was also like, I'm a prestige master. And someone's like, hey, why aren't you playing Black Ops?
Keep telling yourself that.
Someone was like, hey, why aren't you playing Black Ops? I'm like, because when you're a prestige master, no one tells you when to play Black Ops. So, Scott, we should probably talk about some news.
Let's get into the news.
First things first, NCAA Football 14 Uniform Pack, the free DLC, is available now on PlayStation and Xbox 360. Would you like me to tell you some beautiful things that are in it?
Oh, sure, why not?
There are some new Arizona uniforms, a blue jersey, white jersey, red jersey, blue pants, white pants, red pants. Does that excite you, Scott?
Nope.
The Bowling Green 2012 Orange Ziggy Zumba base layer. No?
What?
I don't know. a Baylor 2013 gold shiny alternate helmet. No? All right.
Why do college teams have so many uniforms is what I want to know.
Because, I don't know. You can sell them. People buy them, that's why.
I mean, yeah, seriously, like, why does Oregon have a different jersey or different uniform design for every game?
That is because they are sponsored by Nike, and Nike is pretty much in their backyard. And by that, I mean, I think the guy that started Nike may have gone to Oregon.
Even in the demo, like, all their jerseys were there.
Also, Oregon State got the 2013 Beaverhead logo gloves. Oh, you like that? But there's a ton of stuff. Wisconsin got the Add-A-Zero with W white logo gloves. New red jerseys, the white jerseys, all the 2013 stuff's in there now.
Shouldn't it have been already?
I mean, technically no, because I think there's some rule where, since they haven't worn it,
is this like the NHL's alternate jerseys thing?
Yeah, it's going to be something like that, because I know there are some teams that are going to wear special jerseys, and they're going to come out in the other.
And you know what, though? It's free. I shouldn't complain at all.
Yeah, and it's a ton of stuff, actually, in this one. So, 134 megabytes. It's a lot. It also, like, pretty much broke the Xbox when it came out, so. I don't know if, like, this is the thing that did it, but once this was available, everybody was having problems connecting to EA servers on Xbox, like, for the majority of the day.
Interesting.
But the bad news is, sales for NCAA football are down from last year, as of right now.
It's always sad to see that happen, especially when you think the game is really good that year.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing you got to think of is that it's last year's game that's going to affect this year's sales.
Yeah.
And I do is not particularly. I think last year was a bad year for NCAA, not necessarily because the game was bad, but because Madden had the Infinity Engine, and that was a big thing.
Yeah, last year it didn't really feel like NCAA held sweet in the family.
Yeah, like last year when I heard that Madden was going to have the Infinity Engine and NCAA wasn't, I was like, I don't even care about NCAA now. Like,
yeah,
not even on my radar anymore.
Yeah, and obviously that's how the Operation Sports community felt, because they voted NCAA 12 and NCAA 13 as most disappointing game of the year.
Which I didn't think they were disappointing. I just think, you know, they were. I think NCAA for a long time, until the Infinity Engine came along, was just in a situation where it's so don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what they've been doing the last couple years.
And honestly, even 14, the Infinity Engine is probably the Infinity Engine and the updated running are probably the really biggest things they've added, and they really didn't change a whole lot else.
Yeah, the other main thing was the new recruiting.
Oh, right. Duh.
And
forgot about that.
That, I'm still holding my reservations out for that, because I've only advanced for like 7 weeks in my combined dynasties, and I can't tell if I like it. I think it's good for people that don't really care that much.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I got it, and like I like it. From what I goofed around with it for a few minutes, I liked it, but at the same time, I'm not entirely sure there's as much thinking and strategy involved with it as there was with the phone calls. Not that that was great either.
Yeah.
And honestly, I also feel like I'm taking words out of Mike Susick's mouth, so.
Yeah, I feel like you can be really lazy with this year's version.
Yeah.
So, you can just set it and forget it. And
yeah, I want that guy. Dump all my points into him. And maybe, you know, if you watch it every week and you see you're not going to get a guy, then maybe you can pull your points out and put him towards someone else. But when you can only put so many points in any guy, it's.
Yeah,
it's just sort of dump your points, set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Let the computer do it.
Yeah, but the one thing I will give them, even though the sales are down, I assume they're going to make way more money than they did last year, just because of Ultimate Team.
Yeah, probably.
And speaking of Ultimate Team.
Segway.
Ever the king of the Segway. FIFA 13 has made almost $300 million in digital revenue.
That kind of makes me sick.
Yeah, I was looking at the, I was going through some of their earnings reports, and I think they did $100 million in two quarters, and then last quarter they did $70 million, just on the DLC stuff.
That kind of makes me sick. It really does.
And
not going to lie.
And it's funny, because this year, those numbers are exclusively Ultimate Team numbers. Like, for FIFA 12, they also had that Euro 2012 DLC stuff. So that was in, that made that year a little bit, an extra bit of a boost. So, in 2014, I don't remember if I saw, they are coming out with a, what am I trying to say? They are coming out with a World Cup 2014 game.
Oh, it is going to be its own game?
I don't know. I know I saw something about it, and I cannot remember what I saw.
Because I thought after the Euro game was a download to add on to the FIFA game, I kind of thought that was the way the World Cup game would go. But you never know. It could even be the, I don't know, maybe not. I don't know how all that works, but maybe like the World Cup people would say no to that or something. But
yeah, I feel like Euro 2012 didn't do that good. I mean, mainly because it was just an add-on like that. but I'm not sure. Now I really want to know if July 3rd, they said they weren't making one, or they had no comment. No, I got nothing. I feel like I heard somewhere that it was coming.
Well, here's the thing. If they're doing a World Cup game, it's got to be out within a year.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to know what they're doing by now.
Yeah,
it'll have
to be...
They haven't bothered to tell us.
Yeah, it would have to be... Let me find this thing, Scott. Now you got me all messed up. The last one came out in April.
It was really early.
April of 2010. So I would assume this one will come out in April of 2014. Which is good, because that's about the time FIFA starts fading. At least for me.
Yeah.
So I just wonder... I hope they release it as a separate game. Actually, it would be pretty cool. It would probably... I'd be interested if they do a next-gen-only version of it.
Oh, that could be. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Well, I doubt it, though, with as popular as FIFA is.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get it on PS2. Oh, no, you couldn't get 2010 on PS2. Who knew?
But you could
get it on the PlayStation Portable.
Huh. I did not know that. I would have thought it was.
Especially since all their other games are on... I'm going to look this up. Pretty sure FIFA 14 is available on your PS2.
It will be, yes. You know, yes. I will... I was looking
that up. You will pick it up, is what you're saying?
No, I will not pick it up, but... I was looking up last games on systems the other day for some random reason, and I spotted that. Like, FIFA 14, PS2, like, wow.
Funny, it will also be coming to the Vita and PlayStation Portable.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you got a good thing going. Don't stop.
And Wii?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But not Wii U.
No. How sad is that? But yeah, 2010, I believe it was like 2010 World Cup South Africa, really got me back into the FIFA series.
Oh, same here.
So I really kind of hope they do a separate non-digital version, or not DLC for FIFA 14. But.
Yeah, the problem is that the lifespan on that for me is even less than a regular soccer game.
Mm-hmm. And that was a problem with, but if you don't get FIFA 14, there might be a chance you'll get the World Cup game.
True.
Because it'll probably come out a little cheaper. It'll probably be like a $20 game.
I think it was 40 when I, I want to say 40, because I bought that game.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play soccer. I went out and bought that game.
And that game really started like a revolution for him, because was FIFA 10 and a half, and FIFA 11 pretty much changed everything, and 12 got the new physics and everything. And pretty important game. But yeah, I hope it's a separate download. Not a separate download. I hope it's a separate thing.
Well, maybe it would just be a download, but still separate.
Yeah. Yeah, because once Euro 2012 came out, I was like... Yeah, I just spent $20 on this, but you know what? I'm still going to trade the game in because I'm not really feeling it. But it's just me. But good news, Scott. If you pre-order FIFA 14 now, there are many incentives.
No, I'm not. That's not going to happen, but I'll listen.
All right. Amazon has a Adidas bundle and historic club kits. Huh?
Nope.
Doesn't that excite you?
No, not at all.
You'll have a full collection of in-game content, including two pairs of Adidas boots, two balls, and the Adidas All-Star team. Featuring Lionel Messi? Excited?
Yeah.
All right. And then some kits. It doesn't really describe the kits. Historic ones from around the world.
I don't know. It seems like the... What's the word I'm looking for here? The cosmetic type pre-orders are the ones that I'm least likely to care about.
What about awesome celebration bundles from GameStop? So when you score a goal, you can do the business, the wave, and the belly flop. Which I believe they had a online thing, like an online do your celebration and send it to us. And that's where those are picked from.
Ah.
Well, I'll tell you the one that would be good. It would be the Origin Store, where it will give you... what is it? 5 different pro boosts for your virtual pro.
All right,
that sounds like the good one.
Yeah, that's getting a little better. At least something you can actually. It's something that you might actually use. Yeah. I would actually use anyway. I shouldn't speak for everyone there, but
yeah. And all day one copies of FIFA 14 will include the Ultimate Pass, which distributes 24 gold Ultimate Team packs over 24 weeks. It's a good deal.
If you love, play Ultimate Team.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to do this year is hold off on FIFA 14 till PS4. Oh, no, I lied. Yeah, I'm going to get FIFA 14 on PS3 and then probably trade it in on the PS4.
Why would that be? Why would you do it that way?
Well, Scott, let me tell you. That is because EA Sports came out with some of the details for FIFA 14 Ultimate Team. And the way it's going to work for the PlayStation and Xbox is whatever you do on your Ultimate Team on the Xbox 360 or PS3 will automatically convert to your next-gen system of the same. So PS3 to PS4 and Xbox 360 to Xbox One.
Well, that's a little goodwill on their part then.
Yeah, it's pretty handy too. And then I guess you could, in theory, you could actually switch between the two games. So like if I have a PS3 in my living room and PS4 in my office, I can play with my Ultimate Team in here, shut it down, go to the other room, play with my Ultimate Team on the other game.
I thought it was going to be more limited than that, or am I thinking Madden?
You are thinking Madden.
Okay.
Which I believe is in the rundown?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it's coming later. I just, it was one of those things where they kind of announced that simultaneously for both games. So.
Yeah, and then when they did that, FIFA just kind of blew away what Madden was doing.
Yeah, they did. Gasp.
So let's see.
What?
Some other
go ahead. What? Madden's doing something poorly? No way.
Yeah. I mean, who'd have guessed? some other interesting details about FIFA 14 Ultimate Team came out. There's going to be a deeper chemistry system where your players are going to be like more loyal to you. So if you get them in a pack, they will be loyal. But if you pick them up from someone else on the auction house, you're going to have to play 10 games with them until they become loyal and their morale raises and stuff.
That's interesting.
Though I lied because morale is gone.
But something like that.
Yeah. And also, they have removed formations from the game. Or from Ultimate Team. I'm sorry. Formations for the players.
Right, right. Well, yeah. They just run.
It's like fourth grade soccer where they all just like run around and follow the ball.
It's awesome. Like a swarm of people following the ball around.
Hmm.
No, that was one of my least favorite things, actually. Because for one, I don't particularly understand soccer formations as it is.
Hmm.
But then, like, being forced to play players in certain formations, that was, like, one step too many for me.
Right. It's like, this guy wants to play striker. He doesn't care if it's one striker or two strikers. He wants to be a striker.
Yeah.
And he's happy like that. This guy wants to play right mid. He doesn't care if there's four guys in the middle. Well, I guess you'd have to have four guys in the middle for mids. But you know what I mean. so that really excites me. What else we got here? They're bringing back single online matches, so you don't always have to just play in the seasons mode, which is what NCAA has.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, whatever. To each their own, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I believe you can also play... Well, you can already play your friends outside of the seasons.
Right.
So, I guess if you just want to test some players and not hurt your season standing...
I forget. If you play your friends, it's kind of like an exhibition where nothing counts, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is... I guess it would be good if you have a new player that you want to break in and see how he is, but you don't want to have the ability of hurting your season's reputation.
Yeah, I could see that.
And they've also expanded the season's mode. We'll have two... I think right now it was 5 divisions, and they're expanding it to 10 divisions. So hopefully you'll match up better.
Oh, I thought it was already 10 divisions. Maybe I'm thinking of the regular, though. Regular online. Not Ultimate Team.
Yeah, I think regular online was 10 divisions and Ultimate Team was 5.
Okay.
But also Pro Clubs was 10, so I wonder why Ultimate Team was only 5 last time.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, but with the more divisions, you know, you'll be able to... You'll find your niche, hopefully, faster.
In theory.
And you don't get blown out by people that are way better than you all the time. They have streamlined the transfer market and all that good stuff. And you can finally search for players by name, which is kind of a huge addition.
I'm kind of surprised you couldn't do that. But I suppose in, you know what? No, I'm not surprised, because in no Ultimate Team I played can you do that. You can only search by position. Very specific, but not down to name.
Right. And it's funny, because the Ultimate Team app that I always get, which is like $3 on the Android marketplace. I think it's Ultimate Team Trader 13. Gives you the ability to search by name. And then, even better, it gives you to search by card, which they don't have in this yet. So, like, a guy like Lionel Messi will have his base card, possibly an upgrade card, and he's really good, so there might be, like, three different Team of the Week cards, then a Team of the Season card, then a Super Team of the Year card.
That's a huge Messi.
Mm-hmm. So I assume in this, if you just type Messi, you're going to get all those cards in one shot. But on that app, you were able to break down by that. I think that's pretty much it. There's some other stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure FIFA will be an awesome game, but there's just no way I can see myself buying it this year.
You know what it needs is some World online leagues. Well, it also needs some online leagues and stuff. That would be pretty awesome, because that is not something it's had for a while.
Well, and even when it did have it, they weren't very good.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. My friend is like, oh, we should do a FIFA 14 league. I'm like, first off, we did a FIFA 14 league. You hated it. Then he started going back through old emails, and he's like, oh, we did have one. I'm like, yeah, you hated it, and then they took it out of the game.
I hate to go back. I wanted to mention with NFL 2K5, really, I'll just mention this really quick. You know, it had leagues. In 2004, it had leagues.
All right.
I tried playing in them way back in the day, but
never
got very far. Anyway, sorry.
Well, the only last thing on FIFA 14 is it will release in North America on September 24th and in the EU on September 27th,
which is funny. Have some competition, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because Pro Evolution Soccer 2014 will release on the same date.
That's like baseball and basketball now.
I don't think we've talked about all the other stuff. That's it.
Yeah, we have.
Pro Evo Soccer. But that game looks really good.
And
I kind of want to play it.
Yeah. We're coming into the sports game apocalypse season, where Madden is going to launch on August 27th. And then, like, 2 weeks after that is NHL. 2 weeks after that is soccer. 2 weeks after that is NBA.
August right through like and the beginning
then a month
of November.
After that.
Just from like August to November is pretty much jam-packed every other week.
And this year after that, then you've got the new consoles, which brings the new, you know, the new games to go with it.
More copies of the games, yeah.
it's gonna be an interesting year. It's a bad year to be a sports gamer.
I mean, yes.
Oh,
and
WWE.
It's also a great game
too.
It's also a great year to be a sports gamer.
It is. It is.
It's a bad year for your wallet.
Yeah. Bad year to have your hours cut at work.
Yeah. Also, FIFA PES 2014. I don't like calling it PES.
Pro Evo is what I'd call it.
Pro Evo is going to also feature 23 Brazilian teams.
Yeah, we went over that. Well, I think we mentioned...
No, we said FIFA is going to be featuring 19 Brazilian teams.
Oh, is it FIFA?
Yeah, FIFA had 19.
I don't know anymore.
We talked about it last week.
I think we assumed that... Yeah, that's right. It was FIFA that had them, and I think we were talking that maybe Pro Evo already had them or something like that. I don't remember. It was soccer.
Yeah. Fluminense, Sport Club Corinthians. Any of these exciting you? Santos FC, Sao Paulo FC.
Again, you could be making these up, and I wouldn't even know.
Grêmio, Foot-Ball, Porto, Alegrense.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, so if you like Brazilian teams, both games have lots of Brazilian teams.
Big in Brazil.
Oh, Scott. Scott, tell me about detailed AI improvements in NHL 14.
I need to tell you about those?
Yeah, things like avoiding offsides.
Oh, that would be nice.
Avoid offsides.
That would be nice. Honestly, I didn't feel like it happened too often in 13, but there's every now and then where you make a pass and the guy keeps going because you thought he was going to... But yeah, no, that less offsides is a good thing.
The computer will try to keep the puck in the zone.
Oh, that's good.
That's helpful.
Yeah, because that's a strategy you see in hockey a lot, is where the player knows that, you know, he doesn't have anything he can see in the offensive zone, so he'll wrap it around the boards and hopes that somebody will get it. And that's just not something you can do in NHL.
Oh, even more great news. The offensive AI is going to do a much better job opening up for passes.
That's sure. Yeah, that's good, because I want to cycle the puck more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to control the puck more, but sometimes in NHL it feels like you can't. Either because the defense is too good and will always interrupt it and magically have control of the puck, or your guys don't get open and it's like, well, now I'm just going to take the shot.
Switching to the defensive side of the puck, though it's round, so there's not really a defensive side to it. Defenders will be more aware of the gap between themselves and the forwards as they break out. They'll be better at picking up offensive players as they cross the blue line. And they will... Oh, Jesus. Player facing. AI defenders will do a better job ensuring they're facing the proper direction and are aware of where the puck is when covering point men and forwards in front of the net.
Again, you read these off in a huge list. It sounds to me more like, the game will be better.
I mean, they're just... Some of them, they just sound funny.
Yeah.
Power play logic has improved to ensure that a team on a power play isn't overly committed to attacking. I'm excited for that.
Well, okay.
I would like to be a little bit more overly... You know what? The problem is, I think a lot of times last year, you'd go on a power play and the defense would score.
Actually, my biggest problem, and this is with a lot of players, not so much the computer, but a lot of... It's too easy. Like, if you're on a penalty kill... The game makes it too easy for that to not really be a huge problem.
Yeah. I feel better with having less people on the ice.
in our league last year, and this isn't, I don't want to make this sound like an attack on anybody.
Except
not,
for Jeff Solomon. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not something I do, but a lot of people would continue attacking when they're on the penalty kill.
Yeah.
And
I've only recently started just flicking the puck up and being like, all right.
Yeah, and I mean, and when I'm on the penalty kill, there are times where, you know, if I've got control of the puck and I got a guy that I think can break free and make a shot, I'm gonna take it, sure. But you know, I mean, they're still trying to make like a regular attack and passing and stuff like that.
Right.
My problem isn't people doing it. My problem is the fact that it works so as well as it does, and without there really being any risk to it.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
So.
So hopefully they fix that.
Yeah, people do it because it works. That's right. The problem.
What else we got here? Players are now more aware of the time to change lines. That's good.
Oh, like oh yeah. So there'll be more realistic line changing.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually change their own lines?
I don't do it manually because I. Oh, I do it manually accidentally a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
I accidentally hit the left. What is it? It's just a D-pad, right?
No, yeah. No, I think it's the X and A buttons, I think. Or the X and B buttons, whichever they are on the Xbox controller. I don't know.
Whatever it is, I shouldn't be touching it, and I accidentally hit it sometime. They're also going to add dynamic rating updates. That's a terrible thing to call it.
Game marketing, but... guys. Is this like the NBA Live thing where they're going to be updating like hourly or whatever?
Pretty much. That's what it seems like. You'll be able to see player hot or cold streaks based on their real-world NFL performances. And by that, I mean NHL performances.
I was going to say, did you catch yourself there?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be daily. Probably daily or weekly, maybe. Hopefully not hourly. What was the NBA one? It's like an hour after the game. It'll be updated.
Something like that, yeah.
What else? Quicker pivots. That excites me. Alright. Let's move on to NBA Live 14. Guess what, Scott? That guy that was in all those videos and all that stuff about it, he's going to be on the cover.
No!
Yeah. Kyrie Irving is your NBA Live 14 cover athlete.
Say it ain't so.
It's actually kind of an interesting thing because he plays for the Cavaliers. LeBron left the Cavaliers, and now he's on the cover of NBA 2K14.
Ooh.
Oh, but Scott, they put out this sick video.
I'm trying to call that up right now, actually.
Scott, don't waste your time. It's literally him dribbling a ball and saying, I'm Kyrie Irving.
Oh, all right.
And that I don't
was,
like...
And that was gameplay footage?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, no, that wasn't gameplay footage. I want, you know, I want to see the full court. I want to see indicators under the players.
Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of times in the game where the guy's just talking to you. Also.
Yeah.
Also, you know what I don't like? All the next-gen game cases so far is literally just the cover athlete staring at you. It's kind of creepy. Hopefully they stop
in
that.
In the case of Madden, the alternate cover athlete.
True. No, next-gen, there's only one cover. And it's the peanut guy staring at you.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Madden where Adrian Peterson's on the next-gen cover.
Yeah, he lost. It's not really an alternate cover, it's just the other cover, that cover for that game.
Right, well, you know what I mean. I said the alternate cover guy.
True, I understand how that works.
Alright.
Hey, remember we just talked about LeBron James?
Yeah.
Remember last week we said LeBron James is picking the NBA 2K14 cover? By cover, I mean soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
Scott, I'm not gonna lie, it's 1:20 in the morning, so...
Yeah, I know. Can you tell we're doing this late?
It's a little bit late. Though, technically, we are actually recording this on Monday, July 29th, 2013.
For once.
So, great news. Votes are in. Remember he let people pick? Mm-hmm. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, yeah. He's letting people vote on part of the soundtrack.
Let's just talk about some of these awesome songs, like Daft Punk featuring Pharrell, Get Lucky. I know you know that song.
Nope.
Drake, Starter from the Bottom. All right. Eminem, Not Afraid.
Oh, I know Eminem. I know that guy.
Mm-hmm. Jay-Z's The Ruler's Back.
Okay. Hey, now at least now I recognize names.
Kanye West, All of the Lights. No. Nas and Puff Daddy's Hate Me Now. Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. Robin Thicke featuring Pharrell, Blurred Lines. Scott, you need to put on a radio station other than Wisconsin 1250 Sports something something that I was on last week, right before Ryan Braun got busted.
Yeah, that's right. You were the last thing on before that broke.
I will go down in Wisconsin lore as the person that was talked to before Ryan Braun became the villain. But yeah, Scott, if you put on any top 40, what do they call those? American top 40. Radio stations.
Oh, you mean all the bad ones? Oh. Yeah.
Pretty much. You'll hear all these songs in quite a good amount of rotation. I mean, some of these are pretty decent. If they put out the CD of this, I would think about illegally downloading it. But if they put the CD in the game like NBA Live 2003 did, I would be very excited.
Yeah. Basketball soundtracks are almost never going to appeal to me. I'm sorry, I just don't like rap. I'm not going to sit here and badmouth it. It just doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, you can listen to it on Spotify.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, that's cool. Now you've won me. You've won me over NBA 2K14. I thought you were dumb because of this whole soundtrack thing. But now I'm excited. That would mean I have to use Spotify again, and then Ryan Lewis can yell at me for my Facebook feed being clogged with Spotify garbage.
I want the Madden 10 soundtrack back. I really liked that one.
Whichever one was with Andrew WK was really good.
That was 2003. That was a good one, too.
Mm. All right. Hey, guess what? More Ultimate Team. You know what makes video games money?
Ultimate Team?
Ultimate Teams. So we're going to hear a lot of news about that. Let's see. They got chemistry back in Madden.
We knew this. I think we've talked about some of this.
I feel like we may have talked about this last week.
Yeah, We talked about season mode, and maybe not season mode, I think we've known about for a while. Chemistry we knew about. All right, so the next Madden thing. There was some news in Madden this week.
We talked about all this stuff.
Well, no, not this one thing. Not the guy that got $11 million from them.
Yes, that is true.
Because that was this week.
I'm going to have to figure out how to say this guy's name, aren't I? John, right? John? Robin. Robin Antonick. Was one of the original developers on Madden NFL Football, and he got $11 million because
Madden NFL Football on the Apple II.
Yes, it may have been on the PC as well.
I don't think so.
Went way back in the day. Yeah, dude, this guy's name was on the box. No, literally, there was it was John Madden and his name on the box.
Oh wow! All right.
And apparently he accused them of using his code until, what was it?
Probably they went up to 96.
Yeah, up till 96.
Which is kind of surprising, because I know there were a few games after that that still used that. You know, right. Like Madden 98 on the Genesis and Super Nintendo, probably.
And I believe there's another case currently about to see if he's going to get money for or royalties for the game since then. But I assume he has a really good chance of that, because, what was it, 2005 had the throwback version of Madden?
Oh, yeah.
So I assume he's going to end up getting a lot more money. But and I don't think 11 million was the actual final number, but I think it's like it's probably going to be that number.
Before or after lawyer fees and whatever else.
I think the judge still had to award him it as of the last time I read something on it.
All right.
What else we got here? Madden Next Gen looks really good. And this Operation Sports did another screenshot comparison. And Adrian Peterson looks really good on Next Gen. And looks kind of dumb in current gen.
Yeah, hang on. I'm calling this up right now.
I feel like...
As much as I hate talking about screenshots on a podcast. Mm.
Sometimes it feels like the old gen ones are doctored, and it also feels like the new next gen ones are doctored. Show me...
Are you saying... And here's the thing. I want to see the exact same thing.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know who this guy is, 90 on the Bears. You could tell me it's Lance Briggs, and I would believe you, because there's an outside possibility it may be, but probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, like, his head looks small. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, I do see one positive thing in these screenshots, and especially in the current gen one. The Bears' pants are finally the right color again.
I was more excited for the guys on the sideline. That guy's got a sweet vest on. I can't really see his face, but...
No, I'm sorry. If they want to do these comparison screenshots, I want to see the same or very similar shot.
Yeah, I will make sure to put the link to that in the show notes.
And I also want to see, like, an in-game shot, not... And I suppose, you know, with the replay and the pictures and stuff like that, this could be, but,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to say probably...
Again,
It's... You got to see the game at your house, in the console.
Yeah, on your TV.
Up. Yeah. Also, they put out a list of... The clutch players, the quote-unquote players that are clutch.
They only added one from last year.
Yeah, I think it was Joe Flacco, right?
Yeah, which I think he deserves it now.
Yeah. You know who does not deserve it? Whoever was in charge of the lights during the Super Bowl. That guy was not clutch.
The city of New Orleans?
Yeah. Santonio Holmes is clutch? I mean, I guess. You could be clutch on a team that's terrible.
Just because you're clutch doesn't mean your team is.
Yeah. There's one offensive lineman that is clutch.
Okay.
That is Joe Thomas from Cleveland. A bunch of quarterbacks. Tim Tebow is still clutch.
What?
Tim Tebow is still a quarterback. So now you're telling me the Patriots have two clutch quarterbacks in Tim Tebow and Tom Brady. It's pretty awesome.
No, they have two clutch players. And
I don't know if anybody's... I don't know. That's going to be an interesting team to see this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to put the link to this because I'm not going to read through this whole team. Hey, Darrell Revis is on Tampa Bay.
I did not know that.
See? I said that as a joke because I kind of knew it. See? You learn something every day, huh, Scott?
I guess I did.
Speaking of stuff that we will learn, look at that. I didn't even try on that one. in August, EA will announce more news on easing the console transition.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what else they could do.
Oh, that's what it was. Remember we were talking about that Madden stuff earlier?
Oh, right, yeah.
The way Madden's going to work is you will be able to move stuff over from the Xbox 360 and PS3 versions forward. But once you do that, the card is locked to the next gen, and you can't trade it or auction it off from that point.
Hold on. The way I understood this is once you move it to next gen... It is locked, and you can't trade it or auction it on the old console.
Interesting, Scott.
But
this is why they put out a lot of great news and make it very clear.
That's the way I understood it.
Hey, I'll believe it.
All right.
But you can still use it on the old ones?
Yeah. Probably like until your contracts run out or something.
I mean, that seems kind of stupid. Because you can also trade coin across. I don't know. I don't like Madden Ultimate Team. Though, now that I have gotten into NCAA Ultimate Team, I'm kind of looking forward to Madden Ultimate Team.
Like I said, with some of the improvements I've heard to Madden Ultimate Team this year, I'm a lot more willing to check it out.
Yeah.
My biggest problem being is that I want to be able to give up or offer mercy in games and not have to sit through horrible games where I'm getting destroyed and not having any fun.
Yeah, people just quit in NCAA. Usually you get the win, or every time I've seen it, I've gotten the win. So
yeah, but the problem I have is the guy that you're destroying and it's not any fun, who won't quit, I don't know.
Oh, so you want to offer them to quit?
Yeah, well, yeah, I want it to work just like regular online games do.
Like, look, sucker, I'm whooping you. You better quit.
Yeah. Oh, no. The worst, though, is when you're getting destroyed and you're like, hey, you know what? You win, and the guy doesn't let you. That's, like, ultimate douchebag right there.
Yeah.
Actually, I tried, it's sort of an addendum to what you've been playing, is I played a few games of Madden online the last week. My new thing for knowing whether or not a guy is even worth playing with, if you're the away team and you switch to a colored jersey, I don't even bother playing you.
Yeah. NCAA like, seems to have fixed that.
Yeah, you can't even... I remember that when we played our game. You can't even do that if you want to.
Yeah. And anyway. It seems like that worked in Ultimate Team, too. But who knows. Scott, let me recommend, if you can find $20, pick up Hot Shots Golf World Invitational on the PS3.
Ooh.
It's actually really good. I have the Vita version, and it's really good.
I've always heard great things about Hot Shots Golf. I've never played one.
I think you will like this as much, if not more, than Tiger Woods.
I could see that, because I kind of like my golf games to be a little bit more on the surreal side.
Yeah. And I think this is enough. If not, it's not so far to arcadey that it's, like, stupid. And it's not so Tiger Woods sim that you get frustrated. It's kind of a happy medium.
I'm hoping it hits that Mario Golf 64 level of awesomeness.
I think it will, Scott.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend you check that out. Maybe I'll see if I can get that for you. I will put in the review request just
and
for
this
you, Scott.
This is a download game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the thing. Yeah, it's on PS3, so there's not going to be a demo or anything like that, though.
You can check, maybe.
Oh, yeah, there might be, but not necessarily. There's one thing I like about Xbox Live Arcade, it's that every game has to have a demo.
Yeah. Yeah, $20 out now. That guy looks kind of cool. Yeah, it should be pretty dope.
All right.
It's weird that they're calling this World Invitation, or Invitational, and that's with the PS Vita version, which came out, like, last year. But, hey, man. Who knows? I think that wraps it up for the news this week.
I believe that it does.
But, great news, Scott. We have Twitter questions.
All right.
At Carl J. Ward asks, how was the ball game yesterday? I went to the Yankees-Tampa Bay game.
Oh, that was a question for you. Okay.
Yeah. Yankees-Tampa Bay game on Saturday at Yankee Stadium. Beautiful. Beautiful day. We sat in the bleachers, but when I bought the tickets, apparently I bought the last row of bleacher tickets, which isn't actually bleachers. It's like straight up like foldable chairs.
Nice.
With a cushion.
Oh, wait. You're talking like folding chairs like in wrestling.
Yeah, but with like the cushion on them.
Ooh, nice. That's a little better.
I was like, oh, these bleachers. Well, first off, kind of lied to my wife. So I was like, yeah, I think the bleachers have backs. They don't have backs. So I was like, oh, we're going to be sitting there with no backs and sitting on a bleacher. I was like, maybe we'll have a concrete wall behind us. But no, it turned out we got to sit on nice...
Sounds like
nice
a game at Lambeau Field.
Yeah. What else? I mean, the Yankees lost, so that's all right.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of cool having folding chairs. It was like VIP, almost.
VIP even, like, bleachers.
There was even like a little, you know those things to keep people in lines?
The, no. What?
You know, they have the
armrests?
No, you know, they have the poles, and then they have the thing that stretches between them so people don't walk by it.
Rails?
No, I don't know, Scott. You know what I'm saying. Like, movable railings? Sure. But it's just, like, that little piece of, like, seatbelt material.
Oh, okay.
You know, people organizers.
Okay, so, like ropes.
Yeah, kind of like ropes. They had that around you.
Okay.
It was pretty VIP, Scott. Also, Yankee Stadium now has $20, and you can get a bucket of something good, either, like, 5 hamburgers and fries, chicken fingers and fries, or I think it was chicken wings and fries. Guess what? That was a great value. yeah, beautiful day at the ballpark. Though, did not get to see Mariano Rivera. Kind of disappointed by that.
Oh,
this is what I was meant to mention much earlier. Brett Gardner got a hit, and they came up with a thing on the big scoreboard that said, Brett the Hitman, and it was his head on Bret Hart's body.
Nice!
I was like, that is awesome.
tell me they had the music to go with it, too.
No, they didn't.
Oh, lame.
I literally looked at it, and I like put my head down and just started like cracking up. but also, Carl asks, do you think NCAA has done enough for their game to live beyond Madden 25? Scott, you have no call on this. So, I will say
whoa, yes. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, you don't even play NCAA.
Well, that doesn't mean I don't have an opinion.
I think your opinion doesn't matter.
You don't even know what my opinion is.
You agree with me.
What I was going to say is that in a perfect world where I could buy both games, the fact that I can transfer the draft classes again probably means that I would switch off playing a season of each as I go through.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet to do.
Yeah, so yes, it would.
Yeah. My reason was also because the Ultimate Team has a lot of stuff that will keep going, I assume.
Well, there's no saying that won't be in Madden, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get into Madden as much. I hope not, because then I don't want to spend real money. And that would suck. Then I'm going to have to get into FIFA. And then NHL I can kind of be sour on, because I don't know who hockey players are. yeah, NCAA is dope. I still have NCAA 13. I do not have Madden 13. I gave that up a long time ago. At JLMatic54 asks, how do you plan on purchasing Madden with different release dates for this gen and next gen? For example, I don't want to wait for PS4 because I love Madden, but I don't want to have to buy 2 copies either. Go ahead, Scott.
For me, this question is easy. I don't. I simply will not be able to afford a next gen system when they come out, so this is a non-issue for me. Honestly, I probably will not buy any next gen sports game until I buy said next gen system. So,
no, Scott, you need to do what I do and buy the game before you even have the system, because that worked well with my Vita.
Well, the point being is that this is these two games, Madden and FIFA, are the only two where this is going to be an issue, and I'm not even going to be there. But the time I get to next gen systems, we'll be into Madden 15, 16, if not further.
I don't think there will be a Madden 15, Scott.
I know, but...
Right. Wait, I'm lost.
No idea.
There will not be a... Right.
We're skipping Madden 14, 14 apparently. I don't know.
Not confusing at all. I mean, I'm going to put in my review requests for all these to try to get them on both sets. But if I don't get them, here is my plan. Are you ready for this one, Scott?
All right.
I will get Madden... it's pretty much everybody's a little bit different.
Right.
I will get Madden 13 on Xbox 360. And I probably... If I was only getting one, I would get it on Xbox 360. A, because all my leagues are on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And hashtag love the league. So I wouldn't not get it on there. And I think Madden... I think the current gen Madden this year is going to be really good. And I feel like the upgrade might not even be that great. I mean, I'm sure it will be pretty amazing. But if you had to wait till like next year to buy it only on PS4, I think that would be a smarter move.
I really think that between the two generations this year, I don't think you're going to miss a whole lot by not playing both.
Yeah.
Like, even honestly, I think if you buy whichever, if you buy Madden 25 when it comes out on August 27th, and you just skip out on it on your next gen system, assuming you have other stuff you want to play anyway, I don't think you're going to miss anything.
Yep.
Wait till next year.
Yeah, you're going to miss some. I think the main thing you're going to miss is
prettier graphics and streaming.
Yeah. And the only real big thing that I can think of off the top of my head in Madden is the better offensive line blocking. Which, and I've noticed in NCAA, the offensive line blocking has been really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they've improved it as if they did in NCAA, like, I can't, I mean, yeah, I suppose I can't, you can always imagine it being better, but who's to say it's not going to be the same?
Right.
I honestly am not, I'm just not sure on that one.
And here's the crazy thing, which I'm going to switch over to FIFA. Because of that Ultimate thing transferring over and being able to work both of them,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually not going to get FIFA 14 on Xbox, which is what I've been getting on the last couple years.
I'm going to switch. There's no leagues anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to switch over and get it on PS3 when it comes out. And then most likely I'll trade. I mean, if it's a review copy, I won't trade it in because I think that's kind of wrong.
I would agree, yeah.
But I would do. I would buy FIFA on PS3, then trade it in when you get the PS4 version. Because you're not really going to lose much when you upgrade.
Yeah.
Unless you already have dove in and gotten a whole player and everything done. And, I mean, there's still a chance PlayStation 4 will come out in October. But you could, so if it does, you're not really going to wait that long on FIFA if you just skip PS3 version.
Yeah. I would say, if I was getting an next-gen system right away, I probably still would get this version of Madden and then just skip out. I mean, I'm sure I'd rent it or try it out, but and unless it really wowed me, I'd probably just skip Madden next-gen and just wait and get it next year.
Yeah, and I assume. I mean, I'm not going
to
assume.
That being said, with the way I play games now, if I was getting a next gen system, it'd probably be to play Madden. So,
yeah. But I mean, a lot of people have a lot of leagues that aren't going to go forward this year.
Oh yeah, well yeah, there's that too. I don't like fourth string league is filled with so many, press and review people and things like that. I feel bad for them if the next gen games are really good and they have to stay back to keep playing with us.
Yeah. It's gonna be very interesting. I mean, it's really up to everybody individually. If you have an Xbox League that you love, don't move to the Xbox One, or don't move to the PS4.
That's where I want to. At some point, the fourth string league is gonna have to move up.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because we'll run out of Maddens on the 360 that are online, and that's what I like. Wow, that's gonna be hard.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be really difficult for me because I'm so used to playing all my games on Xbox now, but I'm definitely switching to PS4. So something like I can't move my Xbox Madden Ultimate Team to PS4. So that's going to be, that's one reason where it's like, and because of the league, I wouldn't switch getting my game on PS4.
Right.
Or on PS3 to start with.
Right. But, as much as I would like that just to stop paying for online, at least for now.
Yeah. That we just gave a really very good non-answer.
Yeah, we did.
But I say, you know.
No, my official answer, I'll give an official answer, is that, my official answer is that it's a non-issue for me because I'm not buying an next-gen system this year. No, my official answer, if I was, is that I would buy the game once and that's it. And my patience would dictate what one that is.
Yeah. I think if I had to give an official answer, I would say buy the Xbox 360 version of Madden. And I'd say buy the PS3 version of FIFA.
Are you basing that on you playing in a league, which obviously isn't the case for everybody?
Yeah, that's the main reason. And I would probably say skip the PS4 version of Madden. Personally, I mean, the next gen ones. because, Scott, you won't have a NCAA game to transfer the draft class into.
No, that's true.
It's a big deal. But then for FIFA, I would say, get the PS3
version.
Hey,
well, we don't know that. That could be one of the things that they're suddenly going to announce for, although I don't know how they do it, but.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. but yeah, I'd say get the PS3 version of FIFA, and then when the new console upgrades, trade in that version of FIFA, and then get it on PS4 or Xbox One. I'm crazy like that. I'd do something stupid.
Actually, come to think of it, I bet that is something they can do with all the online stuff now, and that'll probably be... I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's something they'll announce, is that, say you've got a franchise going on, an online franchise in Madden 360, I'd be willing to bet that they'll be able to bump that up to Xbox One.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Obviously, that still doesn't matter for fourth string, but...
And it doesn't matter if you're playing Xbox 360 and then you're getting a PS4.
Oh, yeah, also doesn't matter. Although, it would be cool if, say in the case of fourth string, if they could decide to just take the league and copy it over to Xbox One and let the people who have Xbox One keep going on that if they want.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Because that's what they're going to kind of do with FIFA Ultimate Team on the PS3, PS4. Because
I would think we'd be through... If we go at the same speed, I would think we'd be through a season by that point.
Yeah. But then it'll have the different blocking, and then it'll be all sorts of issues, and it'll be weird.
Who knows?
Last question from @PumpkinCutter. How do I add you on Twitch? I can't find you on my iPad. Let me tell you, the Twitch iPad app, or iOS app, is pretty terrible. So the best thing to do would be go to twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer, follow me on there, and then I think it's easy to find it on the iOS version. I think then you can just like click on friends or people you follow or something, and then it shouldn't be as difficult. Scott, all right. You're letting me down. There's no iTunes reviews.
Sorry.
I think you need to go out there and start pumping it. So get out there. As always, you can follow me on Twitter @ThatSportsGamer. Scott Binns, are you also on the Twitter webs?
I am, @DarthObvious.
Also, you can go give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer or comment below this post or even send me an email at feedback @ThatSportsGamer.com. You can also listen. You can subscribe to this show on Stitcher and iTunes. Links are on ThatSportsGamer.com. Also, youtube.com/thatsportsgamer for videos and stuff, and me and Scott play games and talk over them, and then people watch that because they find that exciting. And as I said, twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. Scott, let me tell you about some other awesome stuff. May I? Stuff in the pipeline. For me personally, if you like sports video game podcasts, there's this show called Press Row Podcast on Operation Sports, hosted by our good buddy Rich Grisham. And we are now teaming up to do a segment every week called Let's Play Ultimate Team, where I am teaching Rich Grisham how to play Ultimate Team.
It sounded a little more like you were teaching him how to spend money on Ultimate Team, but whatever.
Look, maybe the first thing I did was say, hey, go buy some Microsoft points, but... yeah, so that's going to be a weekly thing. Right now we're doing NCAA Football Ultimate Team. I assume we're going to go to Madden and then FIFA and then NHL. And that's going to be a fun, interesting, wild ride. Then...
You should get me to do NHL, because I've done that more.
Hey, I will maybe talk to Rich Grisham and ask him to have you do NHL.
Of course, I mean, nah, you're really making me buy NHL right away.
Yeah, that would be a thing you'd have to do. Then, other thing, in the pipeline, That Sports Gamers Retro Roundtable is going to be a roundtable discussion with me. Good buddy Scott Binns, you may have heard of him. Rich Grisham, also you may have heard of him. Ryan the Lou Lewis from the first episode of That Sports Gamer Show and a couple of subsequent episodes. And @RetroSportsGamer himself, with no A or E in gamer, Brad Woodling. We are going to do this thing where every month one of us is going to pick a retro sports game that we're all going to play. At the end of the month, we're going to come together, discuss it, what we liked, what we didn't like, if that game was really as cool as we used to think it was, all that kind of cool stuff we're going to be talking about. And that will be, I believe we're going to start putting those out. September 1st is going to be the first episode, so I'm really excited for that. The first game is going to be...
Oh, I don't even know this part.
Oh, well, Scott, there's a Google Doc that I shared with you. Because the first game.
Oh, wait, yeah, no, I looked at it, and then I forgot what the game was.
It's going to be Super Baseball 2020.
Ooh, Neo Geo.
Which I really want to get my hands on. It's also on the Virtual Console.
That might be the way to go, then.
Yeah. Or there are other ways that you can get old video games on to...
what?
But that would be possibly illegal, and that's why the tab on that Google Doc says possibly illegal links. But yeah, I'm really excited for that show, and have another show to do for you guys to listen to, because you guys like listening to stuff, and always love talking on Twitter, and Scott and I really appreciate that, because we like to talk sports video games.
We do.
You got anything else, Scott?
Well, this coming week I get to make my annual romp around Lambeau Field for a couple days.
Oh my god, is it at Family Night?
It is at Family Night.
August 3rd at Lambeau Field?
It is.
Is it August 3rd or August 2nd?
August 3rd. Although August 2nd, I'll be running around all day setting things up, so.
Oh, my God. I am so excited for At Family Night and the stories that will come out of it. I hope you get a jersey, Scott.
I'm not eligible to win a jersey.
That is such crap.
Hey, I get to stand on the field while they're playing.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
I mean, not in the middle of the field, but. If you're, I don't know where I'll be exactly, but if you're watching the game, keep an eye out for me. I did get a look at the shirts we'll be wearing this year. We get to pimp the Super Bowl this year. Like, wow. Giant Super Bowl logo on our backs.
Where's the Super Bowl even at this year?
New York? Is this the year for New York?
Yeah,
we're pimping, pimping the fact
right.
It's on Fox.
Yeah, it's going to be New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's why Vince McMahon wanted to have WrestleMania in New York. To just one up them.
Yeah. But yeah, we're pimping the fact that it's on Fox this year, so.
Scott, you should borrow me an extra, extra, extra large one of those shirts. Just saying.
I might see what I can do.
If you could do that, that'd be amazing.
I don't know what the sizes we get are, but
just accidentally put a whole box of shirts in your truck. Or car. Or whatever kind of vehicle you have. Let's see. I think that's it, Scott. You got anything else? No, that's it. We're good. Family night.
I could pull that off very easily. I work with my dad, so I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll take one for my dad, and then not tell my dad that I took one for him.
I did not know you work with your dad.
Yeah.
Is he at Seth Smith Sports?
No.
All right. At Hey Jude 76.
No. He's a backstage guy like me.
At Family Night.
No.
Is he on Twitter? Is your dad on Twitter?
He is not on Twitter.
Scott, we need to get your dad on Twitter.
No, we don't.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
I already have to help him with Facebook enough as it is.
I see how it is. All right, Scott. I think that's it, then. So, for Scott, I'm TJ, and this has been another edition of That Sports Gamer Show.
We don't have Rich to sing the outro.
Yeah. I guess we'll just have to see him next week. Bye, guys.